is a Fox News alert. I'm Mary Corsetti. Ivana Trump, the first wife of Donald Trump, has died in New York City. The former president announced it on social media Thursday, posting, quote, "She was a wonderful, beautiful, and amazing woman who led a great and inspirational life. Her pride and joy were her three children, Donald Jr., Ivanka, and Eric. She was so proud of them, and we are all so proud of her. Rest in peace, Ivana." In 2017, Ivana joined Fox and Friends, where she spoke about meeting Donald Trump for the first time.
Donald was calling me every day and said, "Ivana, if you're not going to marry me, you're going to ruin your life."
Ivana wrote in her 2017 book that they still spoke about once a week. Meanwhile, the widow of slain journalist Jamal Khashoggi says she spoke to White House officials about President Biden's meeting with the Saudi Crown Prince Friday.
Jamal Khashoggi's widow, Hanan, telling Fox News that the White House has assured her that when President Biden meets Friday with Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, that he'll address the murder of the Washington Post journalist at a Saudi consulate in Istanbul in 2018, as alleged by Turkish officials.
It did reassure me the human rights issue, and on top of it, my husband's tragedy, it will come up.
The White House telling Fox News that it is not in the habit of talking about private discussions. The Biden administration previously vowed to treat the Saudis as a pariah state, though now forced to soften that stance as Biden seeks help with high gas prices.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. And the June Consumer Price Index report shows year-over-year inflation grew to 9.1%. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is blaming the American Rescue Plan for the inflation. On The Story with Martha McCallum.
One clear reason we are suffering from 40-year high inflation. The $1.9 trillion so-called rescue package passed last year.
President Biden and Democrats argue that inflation is being driven by COVID-19's impact on supply chains and Russia's invasion of Ukraine. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. netsuite.com/Fox.
World War II Medal of Honor recipient Herschel Williams lies in honor at the U.S. Capitol after he passed away in June. Williams was the last living Medal of Honor recipient from that war, receiving the honor for his service during the Battle of Iwo Jima. The ceremony ends with a hymn, "In the Garden."
And he walks with me.
Williams joins six other Americans who received that honor at the Capitol after passing. Plus, hundreds gathered on the National Mall in Washington, D.C. Thursday for a groundbreaking ceremony for the new Desert Storm Memorial.
The Desert Storm Memorial is now scheduled to open in 2024 and is meant to honor those killed and those who served in Operation Desert Shield, the Gulf War of 1991. Among those who spoke at the groundbreaking ceremony was Kuwait's ambassador to the U.S., Salem al-Sabah.
For us in Kuwait, it will reflect not only our gratitude to the United States of America, but also the depths of the true friendship and alliance that exists between our two countries.
According to a preliminary design plan from earlier this year, the monument will have a circular open-air design with a cascading water feature as the centerpiece, sheltered by a grove of trees. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
And a group of soldiers singing became unlikely celebrities.
A 2.5-minute performance of Fort Bragg soldiers singing the Motown hit My Girl has become a viral sensation on TikTok. The video depicts soldiers laying in a grassy field with their parachutes on their back, waiting to board a plane to jump out. The soldiers were weighted down with their military gear, even threw in some old-fashioned Motown hand gestures.
What can make me feel this way?
Now, it seems these guys have done this before. They all happen to be members of the 82nd Airborne Division All-American Chorus. The video racked up more than 500,000 views on TikTok, and on Facebook, it reached 3 million.
Fox's Michelle Polino, I'm Mary Corsetti, and this is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.